Hello, and welcome to Her Relationship 101, a podcast dedicated to giving women advice and tips on how to improve not only their premarital relationships, but the relationship that they have with themselves. I am your host and virtual helper, Shay Bobo. Whatever you're up to, tune in and let's dive right in. So this is the first episode of this series. I plan on just discussing a little bit about my backstory in this episode, what my main goal is for this podcast, and then I'll give you a quick snippet on what my next episode is going to be about. I've been in a relationship with the love of my life for 8 years. It'll be 9 years in a couple of weeks. And people have always asked me, you know, how did you do it? How were you able to last in a relationship for so long without any trouble? How did you find the one? And the truth is, my relationship has been stable, yes. But that doesn't mean that it is perfect or that we never faced any tribulations. And this is something that I believe a lot of people have to realize, is that there is no such thing as the perfect couple. There is no relationship goals. No matter how much money, success, or what background they may have, you are always going to go through some trials in a relationship. I don't care what anyone else says. That is the reality. It's not going to be all rainbows and sunshine all the time. Sometimes it's going to be rough, really rough. Being in a relationship can actually be hard work. And I'm not trying to scare you. What I'm saying is that too many people jump into a relationship without knowing what they are getting themselves into. However, if you can persevere through the rough times together, then something absolutely beautiful becomes a byproduct of that struggle. And that's a bond. In the beginning, when I started dating my lover, we went through the infamous honeymoon phase, and the first couple of months were fine, but then we hit a roadblock, and we found ourselves running around like chickens with our heads cut off, because we had no idea what we were doing. Somehow we made it through, but after a period of calmness, we had found ourselves in yet another storm. It came in intervals. These roadblocks and storms. There was a lot of crying. We had many disagreements. And things even got so bad that I had actually considered breaking things up because I thought there was no more hope for us. It wasn't until I started making a few changes in my life did things really start to improve for us. When our relationship started to thrive. But even then, there was still bumps in the road that we'd come across every now and then. Still to this day, we come across bumps in the road. Most people, when things get tough in a relationship, their thoughts normally consist of, am I in the right relationship? Something is wrong. Maybe he isn't the one. Maybe I should just break things off. Now, mind you, if you are in a toxic relationship, then I implore you to follow your gut and run for the hills. But this topic is more directed towards people in relationships that still have a chance to be revitalized. I've heard people say that arguing is healthy for a relationship, and that is definitely not true. It's not the argument that determines the health of your relationship. It's how you choose to handle that conflict before, during, and after an argument that determines how healthy your relationship is. By taking the necessary actions, my lover and I were able to push through each and every trial. And each time, the love between us grew even stronger. Today, I truly feel proud of myself, and I have grown to love myself and the relationship I have with my man. And I want other women to feel that same satisfaction. That same level of happiness, knowing that at the end of the day, the love between you and the love of your life will remain valid, unmoving. Even if it's just one person, I want to be able to make a difference in someone's life and to help them work towards the kind of love and relationship that they are craving for. But I also want them to grow to love themselves, to find themselves while doing so. That's the goal of this podcast. I won't guarantee that this podcast will be able to fix your relationship overnight or give the ability to get your man back in less than a week. You know, those quick fixes are never really, I've never been a fan of those. So if you're looking for that, this is the wrong podcast for you. But what I can promise you is a new perspective and love for yourself and advice on what you can do to achieve the relationship that you want. If you're looking for man bashing in any way, shape, or form, again, this is not the podcast for you, and I suggest you move on. My focus is to help women see the potential in themselves, their lover, and their relationship. In the next episode, I will talk about the indispensable first step to improving your relationship and why it is so important. This first step was the key to me helping my relationship develop in ways I never thought were possible. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you, lovelies, and I'll see you next week.